We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with the Cons United Way and Tara Clausen joining us here in studio, along with the campaign champions here for 2022, John and Karen Armbrust. And the kickoff event is coming up virtually next Wednesday, the 6th. And you said that starts at what time? At noon. Mm-hmm. Okay. So be looking for that online. And where will be? You said the social media page? Is that where you'll find it at?
Yep. We'll send another announcement out and put it on our social media where those food trucks will be located and where to find that link.
All right. Exciting times here. And let's talk a little bit about some of the pillar areas here of the Cons United Way.
Yeah. Our focus really is identifying our community's greatest needs. So obviously that can change from year to year. The pandemic, I think, has been a fantastic example, if you can find a positive light in the experiences we've gone over in the last 18 months, is to really focus on what do we need today and what does our community look like and how do we make a difference so that everyone can be successful. Our focus areas really stem from education, health, and financial stability. When you have a strong foundation in all of those areas, you have an opportunity to truly be successful. So it really takes all three of those. You can be as educated as you want, but if you don't have the financial stability to support that, then you're still struggling. Or if the world has been unkind in whatever way and you're struggling mentally to just make it out the door and through the next day, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter you know, how educated you are, there's still that roadblock in your way. And so our focus is to identify partners and collaborators through the community that help us identify what those needs are in the area, in those areas, and what can we do together to address them? What does that look like? What programming do we need to put in place? What are we doing to help individuals in those areas?
And sometimes it can be a real simple thing. I would think you have the ability to write grants here in the community.
We do. We do write grants. Again, we're working with our businesses through the employee campaigns because we want the community to be aware. You know, we have the moniker here in Manhattan that it's Manhappiness. And I don't want to focus completely on Manhattan alone because Cons United Way really is a six-county area. But, you know, we talk about Manhappiness, and it is a great community. It's very giving. It's very supportive when we identify a particular area of need. But for some of us, maybe we don't see the underside of that. You know, we do have homeless individuals in the community. We do have those who are struggling mentally and physically to be successful. We do have those who are challenged, are educated, but can't quite find that job that pays enough that I can afford to have daycare and put gas in the car and pay my rent and still go to work. You know, we're not a Kansas City, but those areas are still prevalent in our community. And so how do we address them and what does that look like? And it's fun to be a part of an organization that wants to make a difference. And how do we do that? And we don't do it alone. You know, it really is a collaboration and a partnership with our donors, with our businesses, with the agencies themselves who provide those direct services.
How far is your reach? I know you said six counties.
We do have a six-county service area, Marshall County, Washington County, Clay County, Riley County, Pottawatomie County, and Northern Waubonsie County.
Okay. Well, so that's a big swath of this part of the state.
It's a big area. We are, I think we're as inefficient as we could be as a nonprofit. We operate with one staff member, myself. And so sometimes it's a challenge to be everywhere and be as much as we could be for these areas. But we have a great board of directors. We have great volunteers such as John and Karen that help us have more voices than just myself out there. And so we just continue to do everything we can to make a positive difference.
Do you guys have any set goals here you're looking for? I'm not talking financially or anything, but just goals you want to improve on for the Cons United Way in the next 365 days?
You know, I mean, there always is a financial piece to it. You know, we want to raise more than we did last year. Let's not put a let's not put a specific dollar on it, but we want to raise more than we did the previous year. We want to serve throughout our collaborators and our partner agencies in the community. We want to provide more services and meet the needs of more individuals. And that kind of ties into our grant process that maybe I can share just a little bit about. Our agencies or programs in the community have the opportunity in the beginning of the calendar year to apply for some grants. So when you donate to Kanzi United Way, those donations go into specific areas of focus: health, education, financial stability, or our community impact fund. And so agencies who are focusing on their programming in those core areas can apply for funding from United Way. What that looks like then is an opportunity for us to engage more volunteers in the community to review those grant applications, learn more about the needs in the community, to see where we are maybe not putting enough focus, or are we putting too much focus because that was a problem that was several years ago and we want to redirect. But those volunteers who donate their time to that process through our community investment process get to read those grant applications and see how efficient our partner agencies are being and how strategic they're being with those dollars and what the specific impact of the funding does within that agency itself. And in the spring, they get to help us determine how everybody's donations through the fall will be used. So they help us guide and direct those funds to meet those needs. It's a great opportunity to not only be a donor, but then be the individual who helps direct how those funds are actually spent and used.
Very cool. I imagine John and Karen are going to be excited to see how that process works here going forward.
Yeah, we are. I was just sitting here thinking that what a great segue into saying, you know, we need your financial contributions, but to volunteer and be part of the process will really help you understand not only the needs, but just how efficient the funds are used by not only Kanzi United Way, but the agencies they support.
Yeah. Well, I know we're running a little short on time. I want to make sure we get some time in here to talk about a very exciting venture that Tara is working on here.
I do want to kind of open the door just a little bit for some exciting information. I've mentioned our pillar areas of health, education, and financial stability. And really excited to share with all six of our counties, but most specifically Riley and Pottawatomie County, that we will be bringing the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to our counties. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library fits very well under our education umbrella. For anybody who's not familiar with that program, it was started by Dolly Parton in honor of her father, who was a non-reader. He loved stories but couldn't read them himself. And so she really took the initiative to create the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And what does that mean for our community? Children who are ages 0 to 5, that's the only criteria, that they live within the county itself and they are 0 to 5, will be able to enroll in the program locally, and then they will receive a book a month, an age-appropriate book a month until they start kindergarten. So regardless of the age that they are when they come into the program, they will get The Little Engine That Could. That's the very first book that will arrive to them. And the very last book they get is So You're Off to Kindergarten. The hope and the desire in that program is to really encourage our love of reading, build support for our community, and allow our children to come into the school system as readers. We know that they'll be more successful through their education career when they come in with some of those reading skills. And there's nothing better than having time to sit down as a parent and read with your children. So really excited to bring that to the community.
That's exciting news. I'm looking forward to that. We're out of time here, but to remind people again, next Wednesday is the campaign kickoff event virtually. That'll start at noon. Thank you to Tara Clausen. Thank you to John and Karen Armbrust as well. Thanks for being here, guys.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to wrap up In Focus here for this Friday morning.